It's summer, and lots of folks are out water skiing, fishing, or paddleboarding on our area lakes. That's all well and good, but for me, the best way to enjoy a lake is to do an aquatic plant survey. Yes, I am a complete plant nerd, but honestly, these really are fun and even important. There's a bunch of us around the state who spend part of the summer doing plant surveys on our lakes. You will know us when you see our 15-foot-long two-headed metal rake plunge into the lake over and over and over again, pulling up plants from the bottom. Though it can get a little tiring, I just can't wait to see what the next rakeful holds. For me, it's like a nearly endless pile of Christmas presents waiting to be opened. Plants are critical to a healthy lake, and the different species and their abundance says a great deal about your lake. During a survey, we'll visit hundreds of points on a lake, with each site's location pre-programmed into a GPS unit we use to navigate to each point. We record every plant species we see along with other data from each site. Together, we end up with a good snapshot of the vegetation of that lake. Because we keep the GPS points, we can return to the same points, at least approximately, and compare the results from a survey done in one year to another to look for any changes. The plants are not the only things that get our attention on a lake. Hey, we see a lot of lakes. It's only natural that we have become lake snobs. We know a good lake when we see one, and what we are looking for is a natural shoreline. We look for vegetation right down to the lake edge, with shrubs and trees arching over the water. No lawns, please. The lake shoreline is the most vital part of your lake. It's simple. The more natural your shoreline, the healthier your lake. The most thoughtful residents live lightly on the shore. They're careful not to intrude on the functioning of the lake. They leave trees that have fallen into the water in place, knowing that the branches will become covered with a scum of algae, which will support an entire food web in the nearshore area. From the lake, you can barely see their house. A simple pier marks their home, and otherwise their love of their lake is evident from the lack of a conspicuous presence. I was on a lake a few weeks ago, and almost the entire lake was like this. The ethic for all the residents seemed to be one of respect for the lake itself. Unfortunately, not every lake is like this. Probably you've seen lakes where it is evident that homeowners are mistreating the lake where they live. Many people think of the lake as their lake. This is great if they're acting as good stewards, but not so good if they think it is their lake to abuse. But the lakes do not belong to us. They're natural features, and as lake lovers, it is our responsibility to try to keep the lakes in as pristine condition as possible. Lake homes with multiple piers, riprap along the bank, and lawn to the shore likely have eliminated all the plants and animals that would normally live along the lake edge. This nearshore area is one of the richest areas of biological diversity in the North Woods and should be treated kindly and gently. The Wisconsin DNR has a program called Healthy Lakes, and they can help you evaluate your shoreline to make it healthier for everything living in the lake and on the lake margin. They can help you put in a rain garden to put all that rain coming off your roof to beautiful use. They can help you re-engineer the slope down to the lake to prevent erosion from rain gullies. They can show you how to add wood to your lake to get the same benefit as a natural tree fall. They can help you plant beautiful shoreline plants to provide habitat for all the nearshore animals for your wildlife viewing enjoyment. You can turn your lake back into a healthy lake. So treat your lake right. Who knows, we might be surveying your lake next and casting our snobby judgment on your plants and shoreline. And by the way, I'd like to thank whoever lost their muskie rod, complete with fancy reel and muskie lure, into the middle of a certain lake east of Eagle River that I miraculously snagged on my plant survey rake a couple of weeks ago. Thanks. For Field Notes, this is Susan Knight of UW-Madison's Trout Lake Station.